I had a conversation with Meredith this morning. I was telling her that you have little angels because they ain't plotting on you yet. They just babies.
Right.
I got little opportunists. So my daughter texted me yesterday, and when my daughter texts me, it's not, "Hi, Daddy, how you doing?" Yeah. I'm just waiting for, like, a I want something. Because that's why you're hitting me. Ain't no reason for us to even talk during the day unless you need something.
Aww.
She learned that from somebody. So she hit me and said, "Hey, Daddy." And I was like, "Yeah." And she said, "What? Do you have any jobs that I can do to make some money?"
Okay, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. No, not really. It not is. When it's coming from your 13-year-old.
Well, that's better than, "Can I have some money?"
Yeah, give me. Like, yeah.
Can I
or
work
give
for
me,
it?
Give me money.
So I got home, and I was like, "Okay, so what's going on with this money conversation?" Because you've had a money conversation with me twice in the last couple of months. I'm like, "Well, what you need money for? What's going on? Like, somebody stealing your lunch money in school? What's going on?" And she's like, "No, I just have my friends are going place X or whatever on Friday, and I wanted to get some money and try and make some." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, if you're doing something on Friday, it's hard to create something for you to do to make money." I'm like, "I'm your dad. You can always have money to go do something. So that's not the problem." I said, "But let's discuss how you can make money regularly."
Earn
and
it.
She's like, "Okay." And I said, "Well," I said, "when I did chores and stuff, I got paid. I did the grass. I did, you know, make sure the dog was washed. I'm gonna make sure the poop was picked up in the backyard, like stuff like that. Then I got paid." And I said, "So what if we come up with a chore chart?"
This is so cute.
It is cute.
I've never heard of a chore chart.
You never?
I don't understand how. We said it earlier this morning, and Davi looked up like, "What?
What
is
in the hell?
A chore chart?" I explained to them. I'm like, I'm ordering a chore chart from Amazon, and it basically has different color codes for them and stars, and you write down a list of the stuff that's necessary to be done to get paid. Mm. Now, I don't have a price because we weren't at that part of the negotiations.
Okay.
But I told him, I'm like, "So let's say every day you do all of the stuff you need to do, like clean your room, make sure your room is picked up, make sure the clothes is folded, that's on the laundry that's always sitting around, like make sure that you brush your teeth and take your bath, and make sure you're in bed by the time you're supposed to be in bed, where we don't have to tell you, like all those will be star things."
That I like that one.
You know, because like
the arguments.
Like, yeah, you know, like just all of the stuff. Like, don't be like, "Well, I'm waiting to find my uniform."
No, go to bed.
You have a time, and
yes.
If you pass the time, you don't get a star for that.
Brushing your teeth and taking a bath is not a chore.
I mean, no, it is not a chore, but it's a task that you should do every day.
You should get rewarded for that.
Dobby, listen.
You should not get rewarded.
Why are you negotiating? You're not the agent for the kids.
No, I'm helping you out. I'm on your side with
I
this.
I need things. And they don't have a lot of things to do because they're so young.
We can come up with a long list. There's a lot of things, but one of those things cannot be brushing
your teeth.
Like
emptying the dishwasher, maybe?
When you send your kid, you'll learn this when you get kids. When you send your kids to school, to bed, you're like, "Did you brush your teeth yet?"
That's
what I was getting
things.
Ready to. Like, no.
But
no,
by that
younger,
age.
But that's younger kids.
Yeah, like my daughter.
My daughter is 11, and all the daughters getting ready to be 13 in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
4 weeks.
They too old for that. Like,
whatever thing goes on the list, right. And then every day they get stars, and then at the end of the week, I explain to them, I'm like, "Okay, so let's say you get paid on Friday." Mm-hmm. I always got mine on Friday because my dad knew the weekend I was going to need it. So, but on Monday, I would be crying broke, so that would motivate me to bust my butt to get everything done so I can get that next payday. So my daughter was like, "Daddy, I don't understand, though. If we do it all week, that means we would get money like Sunday?" I said, "No, you get money Friday, and your week would start on Saturday. So the weekend would be the beginning of your week." And she's like, "Oh, okay." But my youngest, who ain't up on game yet, because I started talking to Kaylin first, my youngest came in the room. And she's like, "What are you guys talking about?" And I said, "Well, we're talking about how y'all can make some money." And then I started telling her about the task. And she said, "Daddy, you don't have to pay us to clean our room."
It's
like, "What? Why would you pay us?" And Kayla looked at her. She's like,
"You better shut your mouth.
You messing up my money.
We already was negotiating. What are you doing?" And she's like, "You don't have to pay us." And like, because she's learning now how to massage daddy.
I love that.
Like, because she notices I get tight when everybody's like, I need money. So the youngest is like, "Daddy, I just want to lay up on you. No. I don't want any
cuddle.
Money."
That's
like,
the one you got to watch
like,
out
you
for.
You got game.
Yeah.
She got game. She don't want to kill you in your sleep. I know she will. So now the pricing is the thing.
Okay.
I think $10 a day is fair. What are you laughing at?
Damn if I didn't get like $5, $10 a week back
in the
day.
No, now I'm saying $10 a day, and then it's like, so
for
you get 70.
Your teeth?
No, not for brushing your teeth. You said you took that off the list.
Yeah,
but
that's
I'm saying
off
like,
the list.
But like cleaning your room, taking out the trash, like emptying the dishwasher.
Are we doing this
like,
all day, every day, or is it one of those things a day?
No, all those things get every done, day. You get $10.
Okay.
Now, if you don't do all of those things,
not
your number count goes down. So, like, maybe you're only getting five.
You
at her
get
age, is she kind of aware how much things cost? Like, for example, I want to go with my friends to the movies. Okay, that's going to be about $50, a.k.a. 5 days of work. Do you think they kind of are learning.
They you know, not too crazy because their mom still handles all their stuff, but they're learning numbers and math. They get it. They know what it costs.
But $10 a day is kind of, in my opinion, is a lot of money. Why don't we do like
$5?
Yeah, it kind of is, right?
Because, I mean, you can teach them by giving them the money, and then it ain't like they're going, it's going in cash. You put it into a card. You could put it into a bank account for them.
Yeah.
Or my dad put me up on game because everything he paid me, he made me put in the bank, and I had a bank book.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be able to look at my balance, and he would just want to know, what's your balance? I'd go get my book, show him what my balance was, and he'd be like, okay, that's good.
That's cool. You're keeping track of everything.
And then he would never make me pay for my own stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever I was going to the mall, he'd give me money to go to the mall. But if I wanted something that was extra for me, then I knew I could go to my bank and get it. So I'm just trying to put them up on some sort of game before it's too late, because they ain't not
I think
lying.
It's a good idea. So like what, $10 a month?
$10
would be,
a day.
I mean a day, I'm sorry. It
would be
almost
$70.
Almost $300 a month.
Yeah,
you know?
So that'd be like $280.
Yeah.
$280 a month.
Oh, well, hell no. I'm not doing that.
What do you mean? What? That's a month.
I'm going to just put that. Hey, we got a text that says $10 a day. Better be taking taxes out for that.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, a lot of people are texting in that. I was doing laundry and washing dishes and cooking at 7. My mom worked at the jail 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. I never got paid.
Well, I mean, okay, but so $10 is too much.
Another one. If your 13-year-old has a $100 a week spending habit, you've got bigger problems, bruh. Yeah, you could raise it to $10 later.
All right, wait, I want suggestions. 888-429-0941. What's a good cash number? Now, and I'm going to play this back for them and let them know they started at 10.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, the audience just worked y'all
so
out.
So is this where you guys are at in the negotiation? You're just trying to figure out
because I ordered
the list
for Amazon, so I got to get the chart in, and that chart will
be
in on Saturday.
So it's like board that you're
it's
hanging
a board
up somewhere?
Yeah,
bro,
yes.
Like, what? I don't. Why are you so shocked? Dude, welcome to the suburbs, Donnie.
That was never a thing. I just had a list of things that I knew that I had to do before I got the chart.
Yeah, like stay out of jail. That's what it was.
Before
this is the responsibility chart.
Yeah.
It is color-coded right here. It has the little stars down here. Like, if you're blue, then blue, red, green.
Yeah, you put the sticker on there.
You put the sticker on there for every day. And every day, you see, like, Monday has 3 for each kid, and I only have 2. Might put their mama on one. But you know,
well,
that was a joke.
That was a joke.
No, but see the name, the tasks go here, and even they got pre-printed tasks like set the table, no whining, water the plants, stop yelling at your sister, take a bath, brush your teeth, sleep on time, make bed, clean room. They got all that pre-printed. So you can write stuff on there or use the sticker.
Most of the text messages coming in right now get $5 to $10 a week. Just to let you know.
How old are them kids? Like 3?
Now, I don't know. They didn't add that in here, but most of the kids get at most $10 a week. I got one $20 a week, and that's it.
Damn, yeah. $10 a week? That's $2
so $5 a day.
They're saying $2 a day.
I mean, yeah, if you come on now. Yeah. I mean,
but what are they buying? Wait, I have a question.
I'm not worried about buying. I want them to stack and save.
Yeah.
If they get $280 a month and you got 6 months of that and they maybe only spend $100 a month, that's $180 they got going into their savings.
Yeah, they need a debit card now. We're talking about some real money.
And maybe I don't give them cash. Maybe I just load it onto a debit card for them. But I'm saying my kid, I want to teach them saving. I don't want them thinking, I got $280, let's blow money fast. This ain't a BMF. Like, I don't want Rick Ross. I want my kids to have a savings account.
Dabby's just mad because his parents never gave him an
allowance.
They
didn't give him nothing.
I ain't getting none of that.
That's why he don't know none of the games we play, none of the TV shows. Dabby was just a visitor. We have nothing going on, all right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.